Hey, Jay, I got something to host. Where do I host it?
Why, on HostGator, of course. They offer 99.9% uptime and have 24/7, 365 customer support.
Wow, if only I can kick back some of that money to my favorite gaming podcast, Blood and Barrel.
Not only can you do that, but you can save yourself some money in the process.
Tell me how.
Use the checkout code EBPODCAST9 and save 25% off your first order.
Wow, and I still hate you.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Tony Stark, you.
I'm going to be... Did anybody ever kill Tony Stark in the comics?
I don't know.
Because I want to be them.
Thought you were being Mario.
Then kill you. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for October 24th, 2012. This is Mike Minotti and I'm joined by my brother, AJ.
Hello.
How's it going, AJ?
Good.
What's the dealio today? We got news.
Oh, yeah.
So we got news. Then we'll do, are we in gaming? Or
yeah.
Are we in gaming? Then last week I did Game Guess where it was like a word game where I had alternate titles for games. I did a bunch for you. This time you have some for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I do as well as you did. You got them all. You probably made yours too hard.
I don't think so.
Let's see. We'll see. Maybe too easy then. I'm sure you blew it somehow.
There's a kind of a mix of the two, honestly.
Yeah, we'll see. That's great. That's fun. So that'll be exciting. And then after that, we'll do the releases. No first 20 this week. The lamp in my TV broke. So my TV's not working, so we can't play a game on it.
Sorry.
Do TVs have lamps like that anymore?
No.
Yeah.
This TV was purchased like right before LCDs became mainstream.
I mean, it's a gigantic, nice TV.
Oh, it's still an excellent TV.
But, yeah.
The lamp just dies every like 3 years.
It is rear projection. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, TVs don't really do that anymore.
No. I mean, they still project from the rear, but not like this thing did.
Okay. But, yeah, so then we'll do releases and that'll be the show. So let's get started with the news.
Okay, so we found out how voice chat works in the Wii U. It's not pretty.
Kind of disconcerting, huh?
Well,
just concerning. What is
disconcerting?
Well, it's concerning. I'll say that.
Yes, that too. Cause for concern, I guess. First of all, it's not system wide.
Mm.
For example, we already know that Sonic and Sega All Stars Racing Transformed or whatever will not support voice chat on the Wii U in 2012. The way you use voice chat, see, the tablet has a microphone, which even works in the voice chat that they've shown on their little sizzle reel. But you don't use that mic during gameplay. It does have a port. Officially licensed headsets are coming from, I think, Turtle Beach and someone. It may or may not work with, like, an iPhone headset, for example, like those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Pro Controller doesn't have that plug. So if you're playing, like, Call of Duty... You just want to use the Pro Controller, but you want to voice chat. You have to, like, keep the tablet by you and plug in your headset to that.
Yeah, this is going to be a mess.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they just already ensure that, like, the Call of Duty gamer will not
buy this.
They'll not migrate to the Wii U, which is the stupidest thing ever, because they could have.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know why they hate chat so much.
I mean, the system comes out in less than a month, and we honestly don't know what their online system is like at all.
I don't know why they're so afraid of... Like, this online stuff. I just don't get it.
Honestly, the only reasonable explanation I can come up with is that it's a cultural thing. Because there's still that whole thing in Japan where, like, it's rude to, like, send an invite to someone or voice chat with someone they're playing a game because you're interrupting them.
Well, they have American people on staff. Have them explain.
I don't think they either listen or care. I don't know. No, honestly don't know.
I don't know.
There's no reason for this to be the case.
It doesn't make sense.
The system has Bluetooth. Let it work with a Bluetooth headset, just like the PlayStation does.
It's going to be interesting, because Nintendo might be in for a very rude awakening with the Wii U.
I think so, too. I
mean, you don't want to count them out, but it's just, I don't know. It just seems weird to me. All along, I've been saying I want to see what their online stuff is, because I assume that they would have to have an Xbox Live competitor. And it's looking more and more like they don't.
Here's like one
thing. You can't release a system that doesn't come with a headset. That killed Sony. Sony really wish they did that, because then all those people playing Call of Duty there's multiple reasons, but one of them is just you just don't have a whole lot of voice chat on Sony systems because their system doesn't come with headsets.
Yeah.
The controllers don't. I don't know. It's a mess.
we do know that to play EA games on the Wii U, you use Origin.
Okay, I mean...
It's honestly, it sounds like what the PS2 did.
Well, doesn't the PS3, don't you have to use Origin to play Mass Effect on PS3 still? Even Xbox? Like, you still have to connect to EA servers for these things. I don't know what that means.
I haven't played it.
I don't know what that means.
I just hope it's not like, remember like there were PS2 games you like logged into GameSpy to play them online?
I don't think it literally means that.
Well, they've also revealed that the Wii U will in fact be sold at a loss.
I mean, they had to. But no, it's too expensive, please. And I still think that's ridiculous. Oh my god. How much is it again even? I don't remember.
$300 and $350.
Yeah, that's right. Whatever.
That tablet must be expensive.
Well, it is a tablet. I mean,
well, it is and it isn't. I mean, it doesn't have a processor.
Yeah.
It's a screen with a Wi-Fi chip.
No, there's still a processor in that bundle somewhere. So, how much would you get for a tablet?
I don't know if the gamepad has, like, any kind of processor.
Well, not in there, but, I mean, when you're buying the system, there's a processor in a tablet.
There's a processor in any system.
Well, sure, but I'm just saying it has, like, all the pieces of, like, a tablet you would pay $400 for.
No, it's distributed. The pieces of a tablet you'd pay $200 to $250 for.
Well, keep
in mind, you still have to remember, it's a fairly low-res screen. It's not multi-touch.
Well, they're selling it for a loss, unless they're lying. I don't know what to tell you.
In happier news... Good old Games has launched Mac support. Basically, it worked kind of like Steam. If you buy one, you get both and all that fun stuff. Seems like a lot of the older like DOS games, they basically just created a custom version of DOSBox that runs on Mac to run a lot of them.
That's interesting.
But you know, things like Witcher 2 and FTL also available.
That's nice.
What'd be interesting is if they get like old Windows 95 games somehow running on Mac. They said they're looking into using something like Wine, which is a Windows emulator, to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But think how cool it'd be to get something like, I don't know, like Giant Citizen Kabuto running on Mac.
That'd be cool.
Yes. Do you know Torn's Passage came out for GOG?
What?
Torn's Passage came out on GOG.
Isn't that weird Sierra adventure game?
Yeah, I bought it.
That weird thing.
I love that game.
That's a really obscure adventure game.
I know, but it's so good.
I don't know if anyone else remembers that, but
it's a great game.
It felt more LucasArtsy than a lot of other things.
You couldn't die, kind of, right? Could you die in that one?
I don't think you could. Maybe not. It was weird.
It was more childish, I think.
It was quite
childish, but kiddier.
It was a weird game.
Yeah.
It had its charm, though.
Yes.
I mean, it was one of those games, you know, like, he has, it's the guy, and he has his obnoxious, weird animal sidekick for no reason.
Transform into anything.
Of course.
Boogle.
Yeah. God, you remember its name,
Chris. Yeah.
All right.
The news that's sure to upset, like, two people somewhere. With the Xbox dashboard update, no more Twitter and Facebook apps. They've been retired.
Well, I don't think anyone cares. I mean, don't you have Internet Explorer on it now? So
that's what Microsoft's solution is.
Yeah, so there you go.
Also, Friday... Along with like Windows 8 and Windows 8 tablets coming out and all this craziness, the smart glass stuff launches.
Doesn't it not launch for like? It doesn't launch for like Apple or Android.
Well, there's been a ton of confusion about this, from what I can tell from reading like 8 different stories on it. I mean, they've still said it's coming to the other platforms. It sounds like the iOS app has been submitted to Apple. They're hoping it comes out on Friday, but it's kind of out of their hands.
There's no point to launch it if you can't launch it on Apple.
But the thing, you can't control that. Apple approves it when they approve it. Like, no one gets to say when their app comes out.
That's not like how I was hearing it, but I don't know.
That's the thing. Like I was hearing it, everyone was being really disparate about it.
It sounds to me like they want to have it on, they want to make it an incentive to get Windows stuff, which is a terrible way of doing it.
It doesn't work that way. Microsoft always does this. They're like, oh, everyone will buy a Zune because we'll have Zune video on the Xbox. No. You have to give people a reason to buy the heart. Like,
they want to have the heart first, then you can support it.
Yeah, people aren't going to buy
You can't trick them with software.
No. People will use a service if they have access to it. They're not going to rush out to buy hardware to use a service.
I mean, if this thing doesn't support the other things soon, it's going to die.
Yeah, it needs to at least get that stuff out within a few weeks.
Right.
We got some Dragon Age 3 details. A bunch of concept art.
Dragon Age 3, the apology.
Well, Inception, but whatever.
It's funny, you don't hear anything about Hawk.
Or Inquisition, I mean.
Yeah.
Inception. That's funny. Anyway.
But you don't hear anything about Hawk now.
All of a
sudden. And all of a sudden, it's like realistic looking again, I think, right?
Yeah.
Well, because it's a new, isn't it the Frostbite engine or something?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, I mean, you could do whatever with it.
Right.
But they've said the character creation will be more akin to Origin, although you are a human no matter what you do.
All right.
They've said that one level in this game is bigger than everything in Dragon Age 2.
Well, that's kind of sad.
That's a good sign, I guess.
Maybe it says more about Dragon Age 2 than... That almost kind of hard to believe. That's
I would really love to know like what went on with the production process of Dragon Age 2. Like, who was making the decisions?
How can we make a Western RPG as fast as they could? And I mean, in a lot of ways, you know, Dragon Age 2 is not terrible.
No.
But
it definitely feels like a game that was made in like 9 months.
Right. Well, because it was.
Yeah. They said they spent more time in pre-production... Well, the guy who... They were quoting, spent more time pre-production on this than any other game at BioWare he's worked on.
I don't understand. How long could pre-production have been? Dragon Age 2 only came out a couple years ago, if that, right?
When did Dragon Age 2 come out?
Not that long ago. That seems like a bullshitty quote to me. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, wasn't Dragon Age 1 in pre-production forever?
It was just in production
forever. Well, then whatever. Pre-production. Yeah. I don't know. Who cares? I'm more concerned about production than pre-production.
Well, here's a product you might enjoy. Someone's created a hack that makes, like, a version of PlayStation All-Stars on top of Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
What do you mean?
Like, they actually got, like, 3D models and moves and everything for all these different Sony characters.
That's funny.
And even, like, some third-party characters who aren't even in All-Star.
Did you
like, see Tomba's in there.
Jeez. Did you see the commercial? That's, like...
Oh, no, I didn't yet.
It's all right. It's like the Michael commercial, except, like... It's like Nathan Drake fighting Cole, Sweet Tooth, and Sackboy.
Uh-huh.
Except, like, that Michael commercial was cool because, like, it was a lot of the human characters that kind of looked like they belong. But, like, Kratos looks like how he did. Like, remember how Kratos looked really weird in the Michael commercial?
Yeah.
He looks like that again. He looks like he's not a real person. I don't know why. And Sackboy looked kind of weird fighting them all. But, I mean, I don't know. It's coolish. It's right. Coolish.
It went into open beta, and I tried to download it to my Vita, and it kept giving me an error. Every time I tried to download it.
Oh, right, yeah.
It sounds like it's the same as the closed beta you're in, which slightly, I guess we can talk about now.
It's slightly different. It just has it has the same characters.
It has a mode that lets you play 2-on-2 online, which would be fun.
Yeah, that's nice.
We'll have to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Game that probably could have used a better beta was Medal of Honor Warfighter. Do you see its day one patch?
No.
It's massive. Oh, my God. The patch notes just went on and on and on. Like, and as a result, no one got review copies till the day the game came out because they knew they were going to do this. Like, they just like, oh crap, print the disc. We'll fix it in post.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with this because
that game's doomed. No one cares.
It doesn't really seem. I know a couple people.
I honestly forgot really it was coming out until people talked about it.
Yeah.
Plus, it sounds like it's really short.
I mean, people were kind of excited for the last one. It was like, oh, we're going to relaunch Medal of Honor and
this tier one stuff, yeah.
Then no one cares. I mean, because, like, Medal of Honor, it's like the B franchise after Battlefield, you know?
Yeah.
So, good luck with that.
Speaking of patches, there's a new Resident Evil 6 patch coming.
Is it going to make it a good game?
I don't know. It fixes... It will not fix, but adds an adjustable field of view. So basically, you could zoom the camera out a little bit so you could see more to the sides.
Is that a complaint people had?
I guess.
Interesting.
You can play English subtitles even when using other audio tracks.
Oh, man.
And I guess the important thing is the Ada Wong campaign.
Hmm?
It's unlocked right away now instead of having like finished the other three. And they've added a co-op partner to it, so I'm sure it plays like a dream.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm confused. I knew that there was an Ada Wong
campaign. Yeah, let me recap it. So there's the three multiplayer campaigns, and once you beat those three, it unlocks a fourth single-player-only campaign with Ada Wong, and I guess they added a co-op partner to it and unlocked it.
Well, I assume that, like, that's, like, the last thing that happens chronologically, then. Is it, like, an extra thing, or...
I have no idea. Does it matter?
How can you add a character to it after the fact? Who is the character?
Like I said, I'm sure it just works perfectly.
It must make no sense with the story. Ada Wong always sucks.
Like, why does no one ever talk to this guy? I don't know. I get the impression from Resident Evil fans that people like Ada Wong. Am I wrong?
I don't know. She's always in things. She's always in lame, though. She never does anything.
Okay. Finally, it seems like the PS3 may be hacked for good.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, some hackers got their hands on, like, the authentication key or whatever that is, like, the heart and soul of PS3 code. So, like, there's no way Sony could ever close this up.
So says them. Well,
you ever notice it seems to me like Sony hardware is always like, oh, another patch, they've been hacked, blah, blah, blah. No one's hacking the Xbox.
I assume the Xbox has been hacked.
But, like, why do you never hear about it, like, constantly?
I don't. I agree
with you. I just wonder why that is.
I don't know anything about hackers or hacking or the hacksaws. I don't know.
The hacksaws.
Look, the PS3 could be completely hacked, totally super hacked, and I would never notice. Like, right. Oh, look how we've hacked the PS3. Okay, it's great. I don't know. Does it play games that I buy? Hack. I don't know. It's stupid. It's a culture I don't understand.
Okay. Ready to guess game?
Yeah.
Wait, all right.
Didn't you want to do Are We in Gaming first?
Oh, I thought we did this first.
Well, I specifically asked you in the beginning, Are We in Gaming?
Oh, I thought you meant like, are we doing it at all? I was like, sure. Why wouldn't we?
If you know, maybe, you know, I don't know if you noticed over the past 5 years, but usually when I do that rundown beginning, it's in the order I plan to do it in the show.
Well, I kind of zone out when you do the rundown.
That's nice. That's good.
All right, we'll do Are We in Gaming.
I don't know if I play anything. What about you? You've been playing more since Creed, finally.
I played the demo for Retro City Rampage.
How's that?
Pretty cool.
I mean, it's
a very self-referential sort of thing. Like, you have to have played old video games to appreciate this game.
Right. I mean, we have no love for early Grand Theft Autos. So.
No, like, the gameplay only works because it's so goofy and over the top. Like, you know, like, when you're playing GTA, if you're trying to get to a mission and you, like, rack up a big wanted rating, like, ah, crap, now I gotta deal with this.
Yeah.
It's like, it just doesn't feel like as stressful in this game, because the fun thing, when you go to a mission, it just wipes out your thing and it lets you start the mission. Mm-hmm. So it kind of, like, encourages you to cause mayhem on the way.
Right.
And just the referential humor of it is what makes it fun. There's a lot of references to old, you know, 8-bit video games, 80s movies, some modern movies. There's a whole sequence that's just a rip-off of the opening of The Dark Knight.
All right.
You actually rob a bank, put it in the bus, try to drive out in the street, but you can't get on. Then, like, goofy things. Like, there's one part you kind of go through a thing that looks like a level out of Mario, mm-hmm. and you realize while you're shooting at cops and stuff, you can actually jump on bad guys to hurt them as well.
Not really.
I mean, the demo's pretty short, but still, it seems goofy and fun. I don't know if it's $15.
Yeah, that's something you want to buy.
At least it's cross-buy for PS3 and Vita, so that's
cool.
Good.
That's cool.
There's an amazing new word game that came out for iPhone today mm-hmm. that I really like called Letterpress.
How does it work?
At first you think it's going to be like Boggle, like mm-hmm. you have the grid of letters, but it's almost like Boggle mixed with, this game, there's a real game, but remember that 7-Up game that we used to play on the Nintendo where, like, you were stealing adjacent colors and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a real game, though.
Yeah, I know.
And no one else is going to know. We're not talking about Cool Spot. It's like a Nintendo NES game.
It wasn't Cool Spot.
That's why I said we're not talking about Cool Spot.
Anyway,
I
know you're talking about. Basically, as you use letters on the grid, and you can use letters anywhere. They don't have to be continuous. When you use those letters, they become partially shaded in with your color.
Mm-hmm.
If you can surround a tile, it becomes fully shaded, and that means it can be used by your opponent, but not stolen. The objective is to just get as many colors to you as you can. Once the board's filled with colors, game over.
I see.
It's really good, and it's free, so people should check it out, because I want people to play it with. I'm playing Assassin's Creed Revelations and trying to beat it.
Yeah, you're a little late. 3
comes
one.
Out. Just you could tell that was a game that was rushed out the door.
Well, it lacks polish. It's still fine.
It's good.
I mean, so Assassin's Creed game. It's like everything they added to it, though. You could do without.
My complaint with it's even more simple than that. It's like there's just unclear objectives. Like,
yeah, the cutscenes look more awkward sometimes. It could have used another 6 months or something.
Yeah, well, there's a mission in the game where one of the missions where your flashback is Altair and you're trying to escape with his son.
Yeah,
and then like. I don't know, I'm, like, staying with him, and this, like, guy appeared on a roof who was absolutely no threat to me at all. But, like, the camera, like, locked in on him, and I'm like, okay, it wants me to throw a knife. So, like, I'm throwing a knife at this guy, and all of a sudden it's, like, desynced, too far away from target. I'm like, he's right there. Mm-hmm. Like, what just happened? Like, and it happened, like, 4 times. And the load times got really long in that game for some reason.
Right.
But still, it's good. It's all, you know, it's Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited for the new one. Did you see that interactive trailer thing they put out?
I'm on the media blackout for it.
Fair
now.
Enough.
I mean,
it's going to be good.
I know I'm going to be excited, right?
Yeah.
It's just weird because Brotherhood was made on the same timetable, and Brotherhood seems incredibly polished, even though it was made, like, in a year.
Yeah. I don't know.
Basically, Revelations is probably the weakest of the Assassin's Creed.
Well, you know why I'm happy for 3? The problem with Revelations, I think, is it was just like adding and adding and adding until it just got so convoluted. But right, like the game kind of falls apart under its own weight.
There's almost just too much stuff. Like, there's tower defense.
Yeah, like,
now.
I don't need all this.
Right.
I'm hoping, like, 3 kind of goes back to a little more pure of a game.
Mm-hmm. Which, not so many, like, collectibles, even.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. You know, like, collect this bullshit and this and that.
So, yeah.
You know what? I'm almost kind of worried about the Desmond stuff in 3. Because I don't really want to care about it. Because I really... I guess I gotta
see what happens to Desmond at the end of Revelations and know if I'm gonna care.
Yeah. But I saw one screenshot. He's at, like, an MMA fight or something in the rafters. So it's weird. It looks like he actually has, like, maybe missions now.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I just want to be... I always liked, like, the stories, like, the historical stories, but, like, the other weird sort of conspiracy theory creation of the Earth stuff, I could kind of do without.
The game I enjoyed that stuff the most in was Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Just because it became a character story about Lucy and Desmond.
Yeah,
and I
like
that.
But then they killed Lucy.
Yeah, and really...
For no real good reason.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what the payoff is of that,
payoff. They wanted to stop...
There wasn't one in Revelation. Was like, oh, yeah.
They want to stop paying that actress, I think.
Yeah.
I really think that's
Kristen
it.
Kristen Bell's expensive now.
Well, yeah. Well, she always... I mean, yeah, there's like, oh, fuck this. We don't need her anymore. So I think that's what it is. It kind of sucks, but...
Yeah.
All right.
Is that all I played? I think so.
I don't think I played anything new or exciting this week. I have some things I'm going to be reviewing soon, but...
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to be doing that.
We'll be talking about Assassin's Creed next week.
Yeah, Assassin's Creed, but both of them.
Yes.
I hope the Vita one's not bad. I'm worried it might be.
Oh, because you have to review it.
Yeah.
At least I get to play for free.
I'm worried it's going to be terrible. Somehow. I don't know. All right. Give me my guess game.
Okay, guess game. Play along, everybody.
All right, so let's go to the rules.
Okay, so the rules are I took video game titles and just kind of scrambled up the words. So instead of saying something like Halo, I would say Angel's Hat, and that would be Halo.
Okay.
So your first one, this is an easy one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Off the Map, the sequel with burglars.
Uncharted 2 Among Thieves.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, off to a good start.
Missing Pilgrimage.
Lost Odyssey?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Baby from the First Garden.
Baby from the First Garden. Infant of Eve? Is that a game?
Huh?
Something of Eve? Eden. Something of Eden. Child of Eden.
There you go.
Eve. I don't know why I said Eve instead of Eve.
I know. I was like, I don't know what to say. Okay.
That's hard. I didn't barely even play Child Eve. That was low.
That was, you got it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Gas Giant Art.
Gas Giant Art. Sun Art. Gas Giant Art?
Yes.
Sun, would you classify this as an easy one or a hard one?
You're on the right track.
Well, I got sun. Sun art. Sun painting. Sun ink.
Well, you're not as on the right track as you think you are.
Sun giant art? Sun, okay, gas, something else. Star? Star art.
Oh, come on.
Gas giant art. Star. Is star correct?
Yes.
All right. Art, star ocean, star, what the, art, wait, I don't, what is
oh, come
for
on,
art?
You not, what other games have star in the title?
I'm just blanking, give me a second, star,
it's kind of popular.
Oh, I guess StarCraft, yeah,
yes.
There we go, I got it, I get it, I mean, craft could be a lot of things.
Arts and crafts.
Eh, whatever.
Okay. The absence of light created by the big thing.
Shadow of the Colossus?
Yes.
There you go. That was good. Lol.
Okay, a couple amazing pavement brawlers.
A couple amazing pavement brawlers?
It's a little out of order, but you'll get it.
A couple amazing... Street Fighter 2?
Almost. They're not just pavement brawlers. They're amazing pavement brawlers.
Super Street Fighter 2?
Yes.
God.
All right. This is really reductionist. Story, the trip.
Story, the trip. Story, the trip. There's so many words that mean story and trip. Story, the trip, God. Journey, story, the trip. Story, tales.
No.
Tales, story, myth, legend. Story, myth, legend.
Nope, not those.
Story. I don't want to be the first one to lose one of these. Story.
Yeah, how do we know when your time's up?
I don't have time. Story of the trip. This is hard and you know
it. No, it's not.
What? What the hell is a trip? Did I play this game?
Yes.
Did I beat this game?
No.
It's going to be... Okay. This generation?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I don't know why I thought that would help. Story of the game. Story of the game. No, the story of the trip. Why am I saying story of the game?
Story of the game. That'd be a great video game, though.
I'm like seeing like a colon there. I don't know if there is one.
Huh?
I'm seeing like a colon, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a thing.
It's a story, colon, the trip.
The trip. Is it like the fall? Not literally like a voyage, like the fall?
Is no.
No? The trip. The voyage.
You like, actually said one of the words early on.
The vacation?
No.
Story. Legend?
Nope.
Journey?
That's one of them.
Journey. Story of the trip. So something, the journey. Oh, this, wait. What is the journey? Shoot. Something, the journey. What the hell could I know that sounds good. That sounds like something. I just keep thinking of journey. Like journey.
Oh, come on. Everyone is yelling at their iPods and cars and everything right now.
I can't remember. Something, the journey. Story of the journey. I don't get it. Story of the journey. Legend of the journey. Myth of the journey. Tale of the journey. Fictional narrative of the journey.
No.
Give me another clue.
It's going to give it away.
Well, give me something.
Okay, you played it pretty recently.
Oh, Fable of the journey. Right. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm gonna count that as a miss.
No. Right.
All right. This one might be difficult. Actually, that's one of the words. Shade difficult.
What? Gray hard. Shade difficult. So, hard is the second word, right?
No.
Oh, great. Shade difficult. What's it? Is gray the first one?
No.
Shade. Ghost?
No.
You're
way overthinking this first word.
Shade. Shadow? Okay. Yes. Shadow difficult. Shadow moves though. Shadow. I don't get. What's that stupid Xbox Live arcade game? Is that it?
Maybe.
That stupid game. Shadow something. Shadow Nathan Drake, but not really. Shadow difficult? Shadow. Fuck. What's that stupid game called? The Metroid game. The game with the shotgun. It was. Shadow difficult. Shadow heart? No. Shadow rough? Shadow challenge? Shadow complex!
Yes.
That's it. There's two words. Shadow complex. I got it. That's a get.
Yes, you got it.
That's right. How many more are there?
Two more.
All right, I got this.
Okay. Opening.
That's just one word.
Yeah, so is the game title.
Opening. I don't like these one word ones. That's hard.
Here, maybe it'll help you if I give you its sequel.
Okay.
Opening 2.
Fuck you. Opening 2. Is there an opening 3?
No.
Is there an opening prequel? Before the opening? No. The prequel closed. opening.
It's not the verb, it's the noun. I'll give you that.
cave. The opening.
Gee, I thought this would be easier.
How's this easy? It's one word. It doesn't mean anything. The gape? The hole?
What's the video game you played?
I don't look, I play a lot of videos. I just can't run them all through my brain. Okay, give me a second. All right, Mega Man 2. Super Mario Bros.
How do you think I came up with these?
Yeah, but look, I'm not going to go through the same random order as you. The opening. The hole. Sure, it's on a cave. Is it like a hole? It's like the opening of the. It's like the opening in the floor, or is it like
could be?
Or is it in the wall?
It could be.
Oh, great! The you gotta give me something else here.
Well, it is. It depends where you put the opening.
Well, that not opening the vagina. That's
no,
I mean
you get to place the opening.
I got it. It's portal.
Yes,
portal. That's bullshit. That would never.
Oh, that's fine.
That would never have gone there. That was bullshit.
All right,
bullshit. I call.
Okay, ready? This is the last one.
Yeah.
The final of You and I.
The end of us?
What are you looking close. At?
The final of You and I. The end of us, is it the end, correct? No. Last of Us. Last one, Ash. Let me get these releases up.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's more fun being on that end.
You think?
Well, it's just funny, because I wonder, like, oh, he's gonna be too easy. Is he gonna get it right away? I don't know.
Yeah, I feel dumb.
I'm sorry, I'm looking ahead at the PC release for this week.
So Medal of Honor Warfighter came out.
Yeah.
But there's no reviews, because, like, no one got...
Well, because no one got review code, because of the day one patch. Everyone got the game on launch.
So, for Forza Horizon, came out for 360.
Oh, I played the demo for that.
How was it?
Pretty good.
Okay. You missed your chance to talk about it. Lucius for PC...
Read the description.
Lucius is the son of the devil, and has to clear the mansion of its residents. What? How do we get from point A to point B? What mansion? Element, no. The Unfinished One, I've been hearing about this.
Yeah.
First-person painting game.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the GameSpot didn't think too much. 6.5.
It sounds like one of those games everyone likes it because it's arty. But it may not be that great of a game.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken for Vita. Killzone Trilogy, that's interesting. Because no one likes Killzone 1, right?
Well, yeah, but this is the first time it's on PS3. They did some tweaking to it. Did not add jumping, because I would have broken it.
Of course. And Cabela's Dangerous Hunt 2013.
These have the best covers.
I was about to say, these games have
great... it's just a bear. There's not, like, a guy, like, reaching for his gun as the bear comes at him.
That bear's pretty small. Here, I'm going to, like, search for a bigger... I mean, that bear looks pretty epic, though, you have to admit. Yeah, but these do have great covers for some reason. there's the one with the guy being attacked by a bunch of wolves. He's like, oh, shit. And I guess it's just a bear. I mean, the bear's pretty intense, though. Whoa, look at all that spit. That's still cool.
Is that bear pissed?
That bear is not happy. He's not happy. All right. I think that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can also visit us at Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel and at Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel.
Yeah, and be sure to hop on YouTube and check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ebpodcast, where we have our first 20 segments. Once this TV's fixed, we'll do another one. And you can go vote at our website, too, for what that next one will be. We'll keep the poll open until we actually get to it. Let us know what you think. I changed up the format for the second one, visually speaking. Let me know if you like it.
How dare you interrupt me?
Well, you weren't going to say it, were you? Who's
maybe.
Winning?
Ratchet and Clank All for One's winning right now.
Huh?
With a whopping 2 votes.
Come on, people.
That's because you put them up after the episode goes on. No one remembers.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Well, now it's there.
All right. And go to iTunes Music Store, find our old episodes, and leave us a review. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye.
Bye. Okay, give me a second. All right, Mega Man 2. Super Mario Bros.
I came up with these. AJ, I got a lot of problems, man. I mean, my wife left me. Nobody loves me. I got this shit job, and I don't have any audiobooks.
Well, I can help you out with one of those, Michael. How would you like not only an audiobook, but a free audiobook?
Tell me more.
If you go to audibletrial.com/ebpodcast, Not only will you get a free audiobook, but a 1 month free trial to audible.com, where they have thousands of audiobooks available to listen to on your computer, iPod, or Android phone.
Wow, and is some of that revenue going to go to Exploding Barrel?
I sure hope so.
Wow, I feel slightly less like I need to kill myself.